Extraordinary Passage of the Flying Cloud. The main image is an 1852 lithograph and watercolor by Nathaniel Currier, owned by the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. It celebrates the clipper ship Flying Cloud. The ship is under full sail, 24 sails in all, a formidable amount of canvas for which clipper ships were renowned. The main mast is topped with a pennant flag. The sleek hull has a sharp bow and long bowsprit. In the distance, to the left of the Flying Cloud, is another clipper ship. The seas are light with white-capped waves. The 1851 New York Tribune headline, "Extraordinary Passage of the Flying Cloud," trumpeted the clipper ship's record-breaking sail, 89 days, 21 hours from New York around Cape Horn to San Francisco. There, a newspaper described Donald McKay's most famous clipper ship as a monument of Yankee talent in shipbuilding. Flying Cloud, her captain Josiah Creasy and his wife Eleanor, the ship's navigator, would surpass their achievement 4 years later by 13 hours. No square-rigged ship ever beat it. 135 years later, a racing yacht did. Eleanor Creasy's expertise in navigation and her role in Flying Cloud's success were exceptional for the times. Recognizing her intellect, Eleanor's seafaring stepfather had taught her navigation. She used her knowledge and the latest scientific data to chart Flying Cloud's course into maritime history. Between 1850 and 1858, Donald McKay built 31 clipper ships at his shipyard located along Border Street. Dozens more were built by other outstanding shipbuilders, earning East Boston the reputation as the birthplace of many of the fastest, most beautiful merchant sailing ships ever built. There are three small images on the sign's lower panel. From left to right, the first image is a sextant, shown in its wooden case. A sextant measures the distance between the horizon and the sun, stars, or planets, and was an instrument Eleanor Creasy used to establish the ship's position. The navigation tool has two metal sides forming a V shape. The lower edge is marked like a ruler and is slightly curved. The center image is a map illustration by Margaret Westergaard. It shows the course Eleanor Creasy charted for the Flying Cloud during her 1851 voyage from New York down the east coast of North and South America, around Cape Horn, and up the west coast of South and North America to San Francisco. The illustration shows the positions of the clipper at various points during the 89-day voyage. At first glance, the course looks counterintuitive, since it goes so far west of the coasts of the Americas. But Eleanor Creasy's decisions were informed by U.S. Navy Lieutenant Matthew Maury's seminal work on worldwide wind patterns and ocean currents. She took advantage of the data and set the world record. The last image is a sketch from the inside of the Boston 1800 restaurant menu. In the late 1960s, a three-quarter-sized replica of the Flying Cloud was tied up alongside Lewis Wharf, next to the Boston 1800 restaurant, and used as a cocktail lounge. The clipper ship dominates the sketch, with the restaurant on the right. The Boston skyline, including the Custom House Tower, is in the background. In 1971, the restaurant burned, but the vessel was towed to safety.